is happiness a learned behavior? Can you be taught how to be happy? It's an interesting debate and an issue that's too complex for one podcast. Therefore, please let me welcome you to the first of a three-part mini-series on happiness. Come on, let's settle in for a pep talk.
A pocket-sized pep talk, the podcast that can help energize your business and your life with a quick, inspiring message. Now, here's your host, Rob Jollis.
The other day, I was having a discussion, maybe more of a debate, about what seems to be a very simple issue. I'm referring to the issue of happiness. Now, the sticking point in our debate was not the fact that some people are happier than others. It went deeper than that. I just didn't agree with the basic premise that my friend kept saying. He kept saying, face it, there's no real formula to happiness. You either are or you aren't, and there isn't that much you can do about it. ABC News polled about 1,500 adults and asked them this question. If you had just one wish for your children, what would it be? And the choices were this. They were wealth, high intelligence, a successful job or career, or an overall happy life. An overall happy life was the answer given more than all the other choices combined. Now, amazingly enough, the idea of pursuing happiness is only about 200 years old. That's because for most of our history, life was so nasty that happiness never even occurred to people. I know many people struggle with happiness, and I'm not going to say I have all the answers. But suspend your disbelief for just a moment and imagine if it is possible to learn how to attain happiness. Imagine if it is possible to learn a handful of basic principles that would guide us to live happier lives. That would be some challenge. Well, I'm going to take on this happiness challenge. I've been contemplating the issue of happiness for many years, and over time, I've created a list of certain principles that I firmly believe deep down in my soul can make a big difference in the pursuit or quest for happiness. Now, I might have mentioned I'm going to need more than one podcast, so hang with me. The true litmus test to what I'm about to share with you will be this. Anyone who hears this podcast will have the ability to actively adapt these five principles. However, I'd like to jump right in and begin by addressing three important factors that have an effect on these principles: health, money, and genetics. Let's begin with health. You know, my personal doctor said it best when I was in for an annual physical. With regards to the blessings of good health, he summed it up this way. You need to eat right, exercise regularly, and keep your stress level down. And if you can do that, it really comes down to avoiding bad luck. Words to live by. And as a side note, words that might just bring your stress level down a bit. Health is not fully within our control, so it can be eliminated as a core principle in this particular series. The second factor is money. Now, I'll touch more on this as we get into the different principles, but this is not something that is fully in our control either. I'll be happy to dispel the ridiculous notion that money is tied to happiness once we get further along. But in case you're wondering, I will be presenting facts, not my opinions, to rule out the idea that money can make us happy. All right, the third factor is genetics. In researching the subject, I found that there is significant debate within the medical community about the role genetics plays in the pursuit of happiness. The debate does not center on whether genetics does play a part in our quest for happiness. Rather, the debate pertains to what percentage of us are genetically limited in our ability to be happy. The numbers can vary, but clearly there are those of us who will struggle more to find happiness than others. It is a genetic predisposition, and similar to the issue of health, we can't change the genetic coding in our DNA. Whether you are truly genetically disposed to struggle with happiness or not, I still believe that what I'll be sharing with you will be of help. Now, just a quick disclaimer. No one has cornered the market on happiness, and the approaches I discuss are simply one man's humble opinions. Happiness is a journey. You don't have to be there, but instead, make it a destination and a goal within your journey. I'd like to ask one favor of you. Please, don't listen to what I say and figure out all the reasons why it won't work for you. I'm asking you to just take in what you hear and then try and figure out how it will work for you. If you struggle with happiness, there will be a well-entrenched voice that will naturally try and pick these principles apart. This is a negative voice that some of us know all too well, and we tend to give that voice way too much power. You are in control, and you can mentally shut it down. If you need to placate that voice, tell it this. I'm going to listen to this podcast, and I'm going to actively listen to what's being said. I am committed, truly committed to listening, so I can understand what is being said. I'm not going to worry or get distracted by refuting it. So let's move on to principle number one, control. Think back in a time when you felt happy. I'm going to guess that you may have also felt in control of your life. You were in control of your job, in control of your relationships, and you felt you had control of your health. Conversely, think back on times when you felt unhappy. I bet you might remember a lack of control about your circumstances at that time. One of the most fascinating studies regarding this particular issue took place at Rutgers University with one of the best test groups anyone could ever assemble. Babies. That's right. Even babies felt happier when they felt in control. And here's how they proved it. They created a test I'll refer to as a string test. And in this test, a string was attached to a different baby's wrist. It took a little while, but eventually the babies figured out that by pulling the string, pictures would appear in front of them. I've seen a video of this, and there's no question that those babies were thrilled. Then they disconnected the string, and although the babies continued to pull, it no longer showed any pictures. As a result, the babies weren't amused anymore, and they began to withdraw, and some of them cried for a short period of time. However, what made me sit up and take a deeper look at this test was what happened next. Pictures began to appear randomly, and although the babies continued to pull the string, it had no effect on when these pictures would appear. In short, control was taken from the babies. They were not only frustrated, but they were much more upset. There wasn't a baby in the bunch who didn't cry loudly. When they were given the control back, they were happy again. One of the things that always attracted me to selling was the thought that my success or failure was truly under my control. Now, as an entrepreneur in my 28th year, what do you think attracted me most to running my own business? Control. Case study after case study keeps telling us the same thing. Want another example? In a car manufacturing plant, management found out that workers were unhappy and there was low morale. How did they turn it around? They gave the assembly line workers the ability to stop the assembly line if there was an issue. Control. Now, I consult with management all the time regarding this issue. And every time I tell management they need to provide more recognition to those they manage, they fire back, "I don't have enough money in the budget to do that." I immediately shift off the misguided notion that money is all people want when they deserve recognition. In fact, there are a series of incentives that can be offered that make people very happy. And guess what they involved? Yep, they involve giving the employees more control. So there you have it. Principle number one, control. Seek it. Build a path to it. And if you're there right now, hold on to it. It's not only a principle of happiness, but it's a very important principle of happiness. I hope you like where we're going here, because although I may have finished with this podcast, I'm not finished with this subject. We'll get in another two principles of happiness in our next pep talk.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, please rate and recommend it on iTunes, Outcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also get more information on this show and Rob at Jollis.com.